Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Legendary writer Dorothy Parker has been dead for 45 years, but you wouldn't know it to look at her Facebook page, where she is closing in on 70,000-plus followers, hundreds more each day, with a weekly reach of over 650,000. In fact, she's the liveliest dead author on Facebook, where she updates her status several times a day. That's a testament to the enduring appeal of the irreverent Parker, the most celebrated and scathing wit of the 20th century. It's fitting, really, given that her quotes are as relevant now as they were last century. That's no surprise to author Ellen Meister, the Facebook page creator and lifelong Parker fan, whose new book, Farewell, Dorothy Parker, reimagines the acerbic writer in full glory in a moving, unforgettable novel. And when you have a program by the name of The Roundtable, it is almost mandatory to have someone who writes about Dorothy Parker on your program. It's a great pleasure to welcome Ellen Meister to The Roundtable. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on the roundtable. Great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you aboard. What got you down this path of looking into the life of Dorothy Parker and ultimately seeing it resonate?
Well, I've been a fan of Dorothy Parker's since I was in high school, since I was very young, and I first discovered her. I fell in love almost immediately. So I'm a lifelong fan. In fact, in certain ways, she's been the voice I carried around on my shoulder my whole life, making snarky comments and observations and cynical comments about my decisions, my life, this crazy world we live in. So part of me has always carried her around with me. And a few years ago, when I was actually struggling with and working on a new book, this is Farewell Dorothy Parker is my fourth, so at that time I had three books out. So I was struggling with it, and I was considering the fact that there are so many books out there that pay homage to the brilliant Jane Austen, which I think is terrific because I'm a huge Jane Austen fan. But when I was considering that, I thought, isn't it odd that it's only Jane Austen and not some other brilliant writers as well, such as my personal favorite, Dorothy Parker? And as soon as I had that thought, I knew that I wanted to fictionalize her and bring her to life and resurrect her ghost as a character in a book. And so shortly after I actually started writing the book, I was curious to find out if there were other Dorothy Parker fans out there. So I started this Facebook page figuring, okay, maybe I'll find a few hundred other people in cyberspace who are also madly in love with Dorothy Parker. And, well, as it happens, I now have about 73,000 followers on this page, so there were quite a few more of us out there than I realized.
What was it about her voice, do you think, that appealed to you and ultimately, I would assume, is quite a challenge to match?
Well, the challenge, you're right, was incredible. The voice, her wit is so incredibly timeless. I don't know of any other writer who could have written, just as an example, and you know, in addition to her wonderful, pithy, funny poetry and her great witticisms and all that, you can take something completely out of context, like a review Dorothy Parker wrote for a book that was published in the 1920s or the play she went to see in the 1930s, and you could read that now, and it is still as funny, as fresh, and believe it or not, as irreverent as it was back then. So her voice is absolutely astounding, and it holds up through the years. So that's what captured me, and I think that's why she still has such enduring appeal. But you're absolutely right that capturing that voice on paper was very difficult. Between the wit and the economy of words, it was a big challenge for me. It was an intimidating challenge. It was more work than I had anticipated, but through a lot of work and a lot of judicious editing and a lot of research and rereading her, you know, wonderful writing to really get her voice down, I finished the book, and I'm, you know, absolutely delighted with the outcome.
Did you want to include any, this is sort of a two-part question, because did you want to include any quotes that actually came from Parker, and then add to that the thought that my understanding is many of the quotes that are attributed to her may or may not have actually come from her?
You're absolutely right. And she even said that in an interview that, you know, so many of the quotes that were attributed to her were things she did not say. So, yeah, there's a long list of quotes. Some of them we're quite certain she said. Some of them it's a little sketchy, and some that are attributed to her that it's quite clear she did not say. I did try to incorporate a few of her actual quotes into the book and also give her, you know, my own new witticisms. So hopefully I just sort of weaved it all together seamlessly, and it's hard to tell, you know, unless you already know what she said, which are hers and which were written by me. But it's all in there.
So in the book, Farewell, Dorothy Parker, what is the story you wanted to tell?
Well, this was what was important to me. You know, I'm the type of writer, I believe that any good novel should really have two threads going on, and one is the narrative arc of the book, right? So that's the story. Those are the things that actually happen in the book. And the other thing is the character arc. Those are the things, the changes that your character has by the end of the book, the way in which they grow and change. So it was very important for me to develop a main character who had a flaw that she needed to work on that Dorothy Parker could help her with. Because in the book, the ghost of Dorothy Parker actually becomes a mentor to my main character, Violet, who is a modern woman movie critic. Now, Violet's problem is that, and she's also, like me, a big Dorothy Parker fan, and while she's able to channel Dorothy Parker when she writes her movie reviews, She cannot channel her in her personal life. She's incredibly timid. She simply is blocked from finding her voice, and it's cost her dearly in life. So the stakes are very, very high for this character. So this way, what I wanted to accomplish was for Dorothy Parker to come in and, you know, be a mentor, also in some ways a tormentor, because her mischief sometimes gets the better of the main character. So Dorothy Parker to come in and be able to help her move through her life and achieve her goals and grow as she needs to grow. But I also, and this was important to me as well, I wanted to make sure I gave Dorothy Parker an arc too.
One of the reasons that we named the show The Roundtable was because of what was accomplished at the Algonquin in New York, where these wonderfully witty and intelligent people went around a table and talked about very interesting and provocative issues. And for you, in researching something like this, what went into that? I assume a few visits to the Algonquin.
Yes, there were a few visits to the Algonquin, and fortunately, there has been quite a bit written about the Algonquin, you know, the members of the Algonquin Roundtable, as well as about Dorothy Parker. And, of course, I had read much of it before I first got the idea to write the book. So it was a matter of rereading a lot of this stuff. It was a matter of rereading Dorothy Parker's writing, reading books I hadn't read before. So going back and steeping myself in it, even though this isn't technically a historical novel, I wasn't necessarily going for the utmost in verisimilitude, because like I said, it's not a biography and it's not historical fiction. I mean, it's a flight of fancy. I'm resurrecting the ghost of Dorothy Parker. What I wanted to have was just enough of her background so that the character felt real and that I was honoring her memory. See, this was really, really important to me, because I know that a lot of people think of Dorothy Parker as a cynic, as a wit, as a satirist, as a humorist, as someone with great sarcasm. And a lot, many people even know that she suffered demons, that she was a depressive, that she battled alcoholism. So a lot of people know this about her. But there's another side of Dorothy Parker that a lot of people don't know, and that is, despite all the darkness and all the cynicism, she had a great, generous, tender heart for humanity and for justice. And this was very, very important to her in her life. And I can give you examples of that if you wish. And I wanted to make sure I got that across in the book.
Well, give us some examples.
Sure. Okay. So in the 1920s, there was this famous trial of two Italian immigrants named Sacco and Vanzetti. It was a very famous trial.
Sure.
And they were accused of murder and actually sentenced to death for this. Now, it was very clearly a biased trial. The judge had made certain statements to show that he was extremely prejudiced against these immigrants. And Dorothy Parker felt so strongly about this terrible injustice of these two men that she went up to Boston and she protested this sentence of execution and got arrested for it. So I think that's an important thing that people might not realize, that that was the kind of thing that she did. And another example is that, Dorothy Parker died in 1967. So she was there witnessing the birth of the civil rights movement. Now, this, of course, you know, putting it in historical context, this wasn't the politically correct time we live in today. And yet, watching this, it was so important to her that even though she had never met the man, when she died, she left her entire estate, not to a friend, not to a relative, not to a literary cause, but she left her entire estate to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to further the cause of civil rights. So I think these two things really go a long way toward illustrating what else was going on with Dorothy Parker and what a complex, compassionate woman she really was.
The name of the novel is Farewell, Dorothy Parker. It is published by Putnam. Ellen Meister, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing your knowledge of Dorothy Parker with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
A delight. Thank you. Again, the name of the novel is Farewell, Dorothy Parker. It's published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.